Here we are with Lady Panthers head coach Becca Schimmer after their Lady Panthers 62-49 trouncing of the visiting Palmyra team. Congratulations, Coach Schimmer. How's it going?
It's going good after a win. We've won four games in a row so far, so we're feeling pretty good right now after coming back after break. So looking forward to see what the future holds for us in the making tournament.
What's the win over Palmyra mean as far as conference and postseason? Is it too early to be asking that type of question?
No, not at all. They're good. They're a good basketball team. They're salty. They're really young. They're going to be good for a few years. But that puts us 1-1 in our conference play. We lost South Shelby before break, and then Palmyra was our first conference game after break. So right now we're sitting 1-1. That was a great win for us tonight.
And what are you overall, ma'am?
7-6.
Yes, ma'am. It looks like you had two players in double digits tonight. Morgan Ross with a game-leading 19, Jocelyn Bostic 13. Bailey Beard and Harper Sontheimer pitched in 9 each for you. Is that the production you were planning?
Yeah, you know, we've talked about that before, how we have a lot of kids that can score, and on any given night, any kid can step up. But Morgan has came and produced twice, two nights in a row. She had 26 against Capital City the other night. Jocelyn was in double digits the other night. Hopefully these kids can keep stepping up. I think everybody, is falling into their own role within our team, and that's when we're playing good basketball.
I apologize. I missed the Capital City game. What was the score on that one, Coach?
I don't know that.
Did you win?
Yeah, we won.
Okay.
I don't remember the score.
Let's talk about Morgan one more moment. Is she turning into your three-point machine?
Yeah, you know, she obviously struggled early on in the year, and I don't know what's happened past two games. She's been stroking really good, and hopefully that can continue. But, you know, a shooter's got to shoot. She just got to keep shooting.
Early in the first, it looked like Palmyra had a few good moves on you. What did you adjust to change that?
A lot of the things that were happening was they were getting second-chance points, and we weren't rebounding the basketball. That's kind of been the story of our life the past few games. But, they were missing their bunnies underneath the basket, and that was good for us. But we made an adjustment at halftime talking about boxing out and different strategies within a zone, and we did a much better job the second half of boxing out.
Coach, we're almost done. Last two. One, anybody come off the bench and put a smile on your face?
They all put a smile on my face. You know that.
Yes, ma'am. And what's next for the Lady Panthers? I gather it's a big tournament.
Yep, making tournament next week. It's not bracket play anymore. It is pool play. So on Tuesday, we play Marceline at 6. And on Wednesday, we take on Macon at 6. And then depending on wins and losses, will depend on, first place, third place, fifth place game, that type of thing.
Well, thank you very much, Coach Becca Schimmer. See you in Macon.
See you in Macon. Bye.